Hare Krishna, today is the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada going from Butler, Pennsylvania to New York City. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned from that, and I'll come back to that, but 2 months after being in Butler, Srila Prabhupada somehow or another was invited by this Dr. Mishra to visit, to stay at his place, to come to New York. And so Srila Prabhupada did, late one night, boarded a Greyhound bus and went to Pittsburgh, and from Pittsburgh to New York, 70 years of age, alone, without any familiarity of how these type of transportation and so on things work in a foreign country. Prabhupada left his comfort zone, but Butler is a little town, relatively comfortable place for Prabhupada to be. Prabhupada left in pursuance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's order. And he went to stay where someplace that was much more uncomfortable for him, and that was at the house of a Mayavadi. Those things that Srila Prabhupada stood against, Mayavad, Buddhism, and so on, hodgepodge, as Prabhupada says. Now, Prabhupada had to bide his time and just take advantage of whatever facilities were available in order to fulfill the greater mission of destroying the Western people's impersonalist notions, nirvishesha shunyavadi, and so it's called picking out a thorn with a thorn, according to the terminology of Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada was doing just that. So Prabhupada, back to the point I wanted to make earlier, Prabhupada was therefore really fulfilling the spirit of the order of his spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fulfilled the letter of the law. He went. He came to the West. You know, this is all the facility there was. A little sleepy town. Preached to some people. Prabhupada could have gone back. No. But Prabhupada wasn't satisfied with just that. This wasn't Prithiviti Achirata Nagaradi Ram. This wasn't spreading Krishna consciousness to every town and village. And that's what Prabhupada was wanting to do. That's what Srila Prabhupada was destined to do. So Prabhupada came out again of his comfort zone and went to a very dangerous place, which was New York City. That's something that we can certainly take lessons from, meditate on, and because it's a principle of spiritual life that as long as we practice Krishna consciousness, whatever service we do, whatever sadhana we do, we'll always have to be moving forward to some degree with closed eyes, depending on Krishna. We just have to have faith in Krishna, that Krishna will guide us. Of course, we're not going forward with blind faith, but at the same time, nothing is just assured. Oh, I want security. I want security. I want to be ensured that everything is all right. No, that's not the way spiritual life works. Spiritual life works that you just jump and depend on Krishna. when it comes to fulfilling his order, not when it comes to fulfilling our senses. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada went. And it wasn't that just by jumping, he was greeted by the mayor in New York and was offered a brand new palatial building. No, Prabhupada struggled. For 1 year, Srila Prabhupada really, really had to struggle just in order to eat, in order to pay bills. And then for then on, things started growing. And I always regret that I didn't go. I stayed at that time, I think, in Winnipeg, 1976, when there was the big Rath Yatra festival in New York. And that was 10 years after Srila Prabhupada established his society. And it was more like a victory parade, in that three Rath Yatra carts going down Fifth Avenue, and Srila Prabhupada had a 14-story skyscraper building. It was the real mark of achievement. 10 years later, all these wonderful things happened by Krishna's grace, but not without effort. In fact, Srila Prabhupada's whole life was like that. It took 70 years to come to this stage, and it took 80 years to come to that stage, 1976. So one needs to continue that lifetime of preparation, that lifetime of effort, always depending on Krishna in all circumstances, never being comfortable in the next situation that we find ourselves in, but always going forward. Krishna says, shanar, step by step, going forward in order to fulfill Krishna's desire, both in terms of his mission, in terms of our own spiritual advancement. And then ultimately we'll get that result. Today I was just reading Bhagavatam, where Krishna says that if someone faithfully executes devotional service, thinks of Krishna at the time of death, and Krishna will reveal at the time of death, Krishna will reveal to that devotee his spiritual form. So a time of reflection, remembering Srila Prabhupada, what happened 50 years ago, and taking inspiration. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.